You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How does my net worth stack up? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Don, my net worth is about $4,000. Where does that leave me?
That's pretty good. Wow. Well, yeah, an early step in any financial analysis or planning is to identify your net worth. It's pretty simple to identify your net worth. First of all, you just balance the value of what you own, those your assets, against what you owe, your liabilities. That figure can give you a clear snapshot of your financial health. Comparing your net worth over time shows whether you're building wealth or accumulating debt. In the latest Federal Reserve's 2022 survey of consumer finances, the median net worth for all families in the United States was about $192,000. That means average net worth of $106 million. Okay, so the median is different than the average, obviously. To me, the median is a better number to use because it's closer to what most Americans have. The average will include outliers like Elon Musk with billions and Charles Koch with billions. That kind of worth is less than 0.1% of the population. So they can really skew the numbers. So once again, we use the median numbers. I think that's more important. Well, let's start close to home. The median net worth of Kansans is $182,200. When you compare your net worth to others, keep in mind that $182,000 might go a lot further in states like Louisiana and Mississippi, where the median net worth is less than half of Kansas. Expenses may be lower in those states, so funding your lifestyle can be relative to where you live. If we drop south a bit, the median net worth of Texas is lower than here. It's about $135,000. Oklahoma is just lower than $100,000. Kansas's median net worth is $182,000. It's still higher than our neighbors to our east, Missouri, where it's $128,000. If you want to go west, better cinch up the saddle a bit. Colorado's median family net worth is $284,000.
Wow.
Utah, to their west, is even higher at about $306,000. This may be surprising, but California is about $280,000. New York, $123,000.
Really?
The highest are Washington at $375,000. That's Washington State.
Yeah.
Hawaii, a big $473,000. Well, how do you stack up? Now, keep in mind that we're doing the average, we're doing the median. We're also doing the median age of people as well. So the people that are calculated, these are households that are maybe in their 20s and their households that may be in their 80s. You know, so we're not just looking at age. Now, there are age bands you can get online and you can find out what your age group, what their median net worth would be.
So, calculating net worth, does that include property such as your home.
It does. It does. It includes.
That seems very low than the numbers you're giving me.
It does.
If what housing is worth now, it's, if you got a house, you're already about 300.
Yeah, right, but keep in mind that a lot of people have mortgages, so you have to net your mortgage against you, so you've actually got to figure your equity, and then you're also adding in people that don't own any home.
Yeah.
You know, that are renters. So, right. or you may be rate averaging people with a negative net worth, you know, because they have a lot of debt or something. So, it's more fodder for conversation around the water cooler than it is for something. But
how about 401k value?
It includes your 401k value.
IRA value.
It includes all of those.
What else is it? How about life insurance?
Well, if life insurance has value, you know what? That's a very good point, because I think a lot of people looking at their net worth might not look at equity that they may have in a whole life policy or a universal life policy. So that's a real good point. And that's something that you need to include, you know, if you've been paying on a whole life policy for years, even though you're not dead, you know, you have a value in there. So I would include that in your net worth. Definitely.
Yeah. That's the first thing Mr. Potter asked George Bailey.
Oh, that's right.
How much equity do you have? Right.
Yeah. Mr. Potter, there you go.
There.
It's a wonderful life. I had one. That's interesting that there are people, so many people, they have a lot of stuff, but they also carry a lot of debt they're paying on that stuff.
Oh.
Yikes.
Yeah. You see people in beautiful homes and beautiful cars, and you realize they've got a negative net worth.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You know.
All right. Here's a Michigan man won a $500,000 lottery prize thanks to his local store being sold out of the ticket he had originally intended to buy. The 57-year-old Tuscola County man told Michigan lottery officials he had a specific scratch-off game in mind when he visited the Speedway on West Cairo Road in Cairo. Is it Cairo? It's Cairo, Illinois. Yeah, Cairo, Michigan. Okay. I stopped at the gas station to buy a triple red 777 ticket, but they were sold out. So I told the cashier to give me a Detroit Tigers ticket instead, the player said. I'm quoting the player, of course. Winner said his prize money will go toward helping his family and investing. So they didn't have the ticket he wanted, so he got a triple red 777, whatever that is, and it was worth $500,000. Mm. You know, that guy was lucky.
Sure was. No doubt.
He was lucky. A third of U.S. counties do not have full-time journalists. That's according to a new report by the nonprofit Rebuild Local News and Journalism aggregator, Muckrack. The United States averaged 40 full-time journalists for every 100,000 residents in 2002, but that average has dropped to 8.2, from 40 to 8.2 in 2025.
It's all changed.
It's according to the Local Journalist Index of 2025 report. Now, the study identified profiles of local journalists and adjusted the numbers based on the number of articles published, freelancers, and other factors. I was just trying to get a little more detail of what they would qualify a journalist. Would have to be somebody who's working full-time in print, or, you know what I'm saying, Ted, do we qualify?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't spend a lot of my day doing journalism. Okay. I spend my day as a sportscaster and a newscaster.
Yeah, we're more personalities.
Yeah. And that's part of it, too.
Okay.
But so, as far as getting a story and going out and covering something and finding the facts, I don't have time to do that.
Well,
most people in this industry don't have time to do that anymore like they used to.
TV stations may have one or two people who go out and cover stories. But
Maybe. And then, 30 years ago, the Wichita Eagle had 200 people working in their newsroom, and now they have like two.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all changed in the last 25, 30 years.
It's a different deal.
It's a whole different deal.
Yeah. Today is National French Fry Day. Yeah, there you go. Did you know that the origin of French fries is more than likely not French at all?
But they're fries.
Potatoes were being fried in Belgium.
Belgian
before the French. So yeah. They'd be Belgian fries.
They call them Belgian frites.
Mm, yeah. Best fresh fry in Wichita.
That's a tough one.
Barnard's.
Barnard's.
I agree.
Barnard's is no longer around. Or did
they moved out west.
They're on the west side.
Oh, they did. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it's way out west, but they're still there.
Are they cutting them fresh or are they?
What do you think about the?
I don't know, but they got a little bit of garlic in there, and they're tasty.
What about the big ones you got at Red Robin? The big ones with the or
those
fizz?
They call them steak fries.
Yes, I think those are good and tasty.
Those are good. What about the little teeny matchsticks like at Freddy's?
Freddy's?
Yeah. Oh, Freddy's
are
good.
Those are apparently very popular someplace.
I think they're pretty darn tasty, but to me they're frustrating to eat. Because you don't eat one, steak fry, you eat one at a time because they're so darn big. But you have to bundle up like 30 of them to get it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A decent bite. So that's kind of maddening to me.
That's too bad.
But I think, quite frankly, and you guys are going to hate me for this, I think fresh hot McDonald's French
they're
fries are pretty darn good.
In the first 2 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, then they get a little rubbery.
The problem is the half-life. It's about 30 seconds once they're no longer hot anymore.
What about crinkle cut? Get more ketchup on them. You get more ketchup on them.
Like a crinkle cut.
I'm not going to turn down any French fry.
Okay. It's National French Fry Day. Good.
What about you? What's your favorite?
I like those big fries like Red Robin and Fizz, places like that.
Fizz
the
fries.
The big steak fries.
Yeah, dip them in some stuff there and away you go.
Yeah, you only need four or five of them babies and you got a whole tater.
Oh, yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.